Tantor Audio presents Blame It on Bath by Caroline Linden. Narrated by Gildert Jackson. Chapter 1. Gerard de Lacy did not remember his mother. His older brothers did. Edward had been 8 and Charlie 11 when she died. He'd been only 5, too young to have fixed memories. Sometimes his brothers would mention something about her, the songs she sang to them, the way she made their father laugh, her passion for the gardens, that made Gerard wild with envy. They still had some piece of her, and he had almost nothing. Nothing bright and lovely, at any rate. Nothing that was purely his. He'd seen the portraits of her, of course. The portrait painted when she was a young woman newly engaged to the Duke of Durham, the formal portraits of her and his father after their marriage, the family portraits of her with her sons. He knew she'd been pretty and slim, dark-haired and blue-eyed, but that didn't help. In one portrait, she held him on her lap. They must have sat for hours for the artist like that, but try as he might, he couldn't recall the sound of her voice or the feel of her arms around him, even though he had been told she was a warm and affectionate mother and that he had been the particular favourite of her boys. The very fact he had no real memory of her made him miss her even more than either of his brothers did, Gerard was sure. His only memory of her, in fact, was terrible. He remembered the day she died. His father came to breakfast that morning in the nursery. That was the first.